Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set? Blissed? Dr. Sheely, are you blissed?
Yes.
Well, that's probably because your taxes didn't go up 10% like mine did. Oh, jeez. Hey, by the way, yeah. I wanted to say thank you for hosting last Monday's class with Dr. Sergey Sorin. I really appreciate that. We were really in a bind. We had a lot of equipment that was broken down, all due to greed and the American corporation selling substandard parts, causing all kinds of failures here at the farm. You know, we had to do hay. And hay is the kind of thing where it doesn't wait. I mean, you've got to get your hay done when the sun is shining, when the conditions are right, when the grass is, you know, at the right point in its growth. And so we had to fix all kinds of hydraulic problems, water pump problems, everything you can think of we're working on. And we just got done. Did you get your hay done, Dr. Sheely?
Well, interestingly, you know, the university does my haying now.
Mm-hmm.
Since I gave the farm to the university. They've got it almost done. They've got about 10% left.
Mm-hmm. Did they have any problems? I mean, did it go smoothly or did they have breakdowns as well?
As far as I know, they went smoothly.
Mm-hmm.
They've gotten the most hay I've ever seen come off the farm.
Right. Same thing with us. I would say that depending on the field, we got between 30% more and 50% more hay than we have ever gotten.
I would say that's what I saw happening.
Yeah, yeah. And you know, I've been mentioning to our class that this solar radiation is way more than I've ever seen in my life. And I've been measuring it with our solar equipment, our solar array. I can measure how much electricity we've been generating. Typically, we would generate at this time of the year maybe 30 kilowatts, maybe 33 kilowatts per day. We're generating between 40 and 45 kilowatts a day. So it's a substantial increase. And I've noticed that the temperature of the equipment we're running hotter. We literally overheated the transmission fluid in our tractors. Two separate tractors. One is an air-cooled Deutz Fahr tractor, and it's turbo diesel, four-cylinder, about roughly 100 horsepower. Then we have a six-cylinder straight diesel John Deere tractor, liquid-cooled, and both of them had transmission fluid overheating problems. Never have we seen that before. And I believe that it's related to the heat of the sun. And, you know, it's 94 degrees, so that it was hot, but it wasn't that hot. And so I've never seen transmission fluid boil over before and shut down a tractor. And we don't even have gauges on our transmission to tell us that, you know, transmission fluid's overheating. So that's something I'm going to install, you know, next, this season, I guess, maybe this summer, I'll put in transmission temperature gauges. I mean, whoever thought you'd need to have that to bale hay? But that's what we've seen. But I want to say thank you to you and Dr. Sergey Sorin for taking care of the class so that we could get our hay done. Dr. Sheely, is there anything that you knew that you would like to share with the class?
Well, I'm open to whatever.
Okay, great. Well, so we got this letter in the mail. This is a little off topic, but we got a letter in the mail from our county government, and they said that it was really cryptic, hard to understand exactly. It had some numbers in it, and it was really hard to figure out what it meant. So I called them up this morning, and I said, so what's up with the taxes? And they said, well, you know, the state looked at all the taxes in all the counties, and ours was too low. They said our taxes were too low. So they raised across the board. Who do these...
I mean, how does one county stand up from others?
Well, you know, the way I see it, one of them is going to be the lowest, one of them is going to be the highest, and the others are going to be somewhere in between. So what is wrong with being the lowest? Or, and how can it be too low? How can they say... and so what they did, I looked at it, and I was livid, because it went up 10%. I mean, I've never heard of taxes going up, real estate taxes going up 10%. You know, in the United States, and so my remedy, I said, I'm going to dispute this. I'm not happy with this. We're going to review it. And they said, well, we're going to have to come over and, you know, look at your, you know, buildings. I said, nothing's changed. Nothing has changed. And they said, well, we're going to have to come out. I said, okay, we'll make an appointment. I said, but you know, everyone around here has COVID, and it's true, Dr. Shealy. We are the only family that doesn't have COVID surrounding our farm. Every single person has had COVID here. And, you know, I certainly don't want, you know, someone I hardly know whose only interest in me is extracting more and more and more. I'm talking about, you know, the tax assessor. It's all, you know, their mission in life is to get money. And I don't care if she hears me or not. You know, that's what they want. They want more. They can't even fix the roads. Dr. Shealy, our Postal Service, United States Postal Service, stopped delivering our mail because they couldn't get to our mailbox because the road washed out. Literally. Literally it washed out. So I had to really exert pressure to get that fixed. And we finally got it patched. But are you experiencing stuff like that in your neck of the woods where everything's going wrong? Or is it just me?
Well, I've noticed that for the first time ever, they have a mowed the sides of my little road.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you know, the weeds and junk are about 3 feet high. And it's the first time I can remember not having ever had a mowed.
Well, okay, since you mentioned that, when we pull out of our driveway, we have a gravel driveway, and then we pull onto a dirt road. And the weeds are probably, I'm thinking, 6 to 8 feet tall. And we can't see, when we pull out, we can't see if any vehicles are coming down the road. So we stick our, you know, the nose of our vehicle out a little bit more.
I have the same problem coming out of my drive. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And so when someone gets injured because they can't see out of the driveway because the county has failed to maintain what they agreed to maintain, then the county is liable for the damage. And definitely if someone... Yeah. And here's how it works. See,
you're fighting a stupid
government. Well, here's the thing. So before you got there, there were no roads. Okay, before we got here, there were no roads. And so the county and the government decided they would carve up and they would take land from one farmer on one side and land from another farmer on the other side, and they would steal that and they would put a road in for the good of everybody. And the idea was that we would give our property to become a road. So half of the road came from our side of the, our side of the road, and the other half of the road came from the other side of the road. So the farmers gave up their property, their farmland, to be a road. But the county's job was, since they took that land, they had to maintain it, which they're not doing. They're not doing. We have drop-offs, erosion, that is like 4 feet. You know, it could swallow, if a motorcycle could disappear and not be seen for days, just in the ditch. In our road. And our road is like 1.5 cars wide. And right now, there are parts that only one car wide. And it's really, really dangerous. And it's not being fixed. So our county is saying we'd like more money. More money. More money to fix, you know, so we could have some gravel and fix the roads.
Well, you know,
like
what I think of all government.
Right. It's like the
all
school
government
system.
Sucks. And I'm being as kind as I can on the radio.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's like the school system saying, you know, we would actually be able to educate your children if you gave us more money. And $10,000 a head is not enough. I can't believe it. Dr. Shealy, I was thinking as I was mowing and cutting and baling hay over the last week, I was thinking when I went to an all-boys private school back in 1970, the tuition for that school for the whole year was $750. The tuition for that school today is over $20,000. What happened? What happened to cause the tuition to go up more than 20 times? What? I have no idea. I know they put in a gym and a world-class fitness center that, you know, every school must have, right? We didn't have one. You know, if you wanted to exercise, you went outside and you ran. We have lost our minds, Dr. Shealy. And we can, all of these wonderful, grandiose schemes that other people dream up, we get to pay for. I'm sick of it.
Well, again, I have never known anything in government which I thought was done better than them, better by them than could be done. Not one item in the past 88 years of my life have I appreciated government.
Yeah, I'm with you, and I'm surprised we haven't had a revolt in this country. When you know, when you all get your tax notice that says 10% more, and you don't have any job, you know, and you've lost your job because of the China virus that's been engineered to take down us and the rest of the world. When you realize that, and you realize that we have things like Juneteenth, what an idiotic. Who came up with the name Juneteenth? And the government, I mean, they don't work to begin with. And they need another day off? Another national holiday, Juneteenth? Really?
Stupidity.
You know, we really need to get back to work.
Part of the insanity. Part of the current insanity.
We need to stop buying things made in China. Absolutely. And on Thursday's broadcast, I am going to, it's going to be Beat Up China Day here at USA Prepares.
Well, I'm with you. There's only one thing that Chinese has ever produced that's worthwhile, and that's fireworks. The rest of it is maybe even worse than our government.
You know, it's really, really sad what has happened. I was thinking about a lawnmower came into our shop for repair as a Craftsman, you know, Sears Craftsman. And I was thinking about the greatest, they used to say Craftsman, the greatest name in tools. And it used to be the greatest name in tools until they were raided by these corporate raiders. Literally, they destroyed Sears Roebuck and Company. And I'm looking at this lawnmower and thinking, how did it get so cheesy? It says Craftsman on it. That used to be, if you had something that said Craftsman, it was considered pretty darn good. This is like as cheesy as can be, and it says Craftsman on it. There's no Craftsman in it.
The creator of Walmart always publicized Made in USA.
Yeah, yeah. We could, if we hooked up Sam Walton to a shaft and hooked that up shaft up to a generator, we could generate electricity with the amount of rotations he'd be doing spinning in his grave. If he saw how America, the greed, Walmart, the reason that American dairymen are going out of business, one of the principal reasons, is Walmart decided they're not going to buy from independent farmers anymore. They're going to set up their own dairy. They've killed the independent dairyman in the United States of America. Walmart. Boy, Dr. Shealy, I'm so angry at everything is going wrong. Everything. I can't think of anything that's right. Even radio has gotten terrible. We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot
keys? Today, God, you're
take my when you go to the TV for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
So, class, you know, you may think, it's just happening to me, meaning you. Well, what Dr. Sheely and I were talking about is the counties, county governments here in Missouri have not been mowing the roads according to the way they should be, okay, according to our agreements with the county. So they've failed to maintain. Now, who are you going to call? Are you going to call the county and say, y'all aren't maintaining the roads? Because I've done that. And they say, well, you know, we're busy. We're busy. And, you know, we'll get to you when we feel like it. Well, what Dr. Sheely is saying and what I'm saying is we can't see. The weeds are so great that we can't see to get out of our driveways. And in my case, I'm telling you that our road is 1.5 cars wide, and for me to pull out of my driveway to see out the side window from the driver's seat, I've got to stick half the car into the road to see if anybody's coming. Literally. Either that or I have to get out of my car and look, walk into the middle of the road and look both ways to see if anybody's coming.
Which is dangerous. That's in itself.
Right. Right, because we've got these morons who race up and down the road doing 35, 40 miles an hour on a dirt road. I mean, it's really dangerous. And so the county's not doing their job, and the state's not doing its job. The federal government is asleep, and we've got a stumble bum, you know, a plagiarist running the show. And not only that, not only does he steal other people's work, he stole someone else's wife. I'm talking about Joe. He stole someone else's wife. And, you know, he got married to Jill and she belonged to, you know, someone else. I'm really I don't mean to unload like this, but I don't know. So, Dr. Shuley, what did you and Dr. Soren talk about on, you know, last Monday? That,
well, just the broad field of holistic medicine.
Mm-hmm.
And why it's important compared to conventional medicine. In my opinion, conventional medicine is good, really good, for acute illness and sucks badly for chronic illness. You know my favorite statement, I don't know a single, not one chronic disease in the world for which I would allow conventional medicine.
Okay, since you mentioned that, I was doing a little bit of research about whole milk, just a little tiny speck of research about whole milk. And it used to be that, I'm talking about, in the late 1800s, milk was provided from small farmers. And this is before pasteurization became widespread. And people got really, really sick. They got sick from E. coli and other bacterium in the milk supply. And dogs would pull carts, believe it or not, in the city streets. Dogs literally would pull a pull cart with jugs of milk in it, and milk would be delivered to the doorstep. And even when I was growing up, we had milk delivery. I'm not sure if it was whole milk. I'm sure it was pasteurized. But
even back when I grew up, well, that was before you, of course, yeah. We had it delivered.
Yeah. And there was a guy, believe it or not, he was a milkman. I mean, that's what he was referred to as. He's the milkman. He would come like twice a week. And everybody had a milk box on their back step, and the milkman would bring jugs of milk in glass bottles and put them in the milk boxes and take out the empties and replace them with whatever you ordered. And that was common. And so, Dr. Shuley, pasteurization and whole milk, what are your thoughts about? Is whole milk as dangerous as some people say?
I don't think so, personally. I mean, I don't drink any milk whatsoever. However, I do buy and use Greek yogurt, plain Greek yogurt, plain regular yogurt, and plain kefir. And I make my own kefir. And there, I actually use dehydrated whole milk powder to make my own kefir. But once upon a time, I'm sure it was, you know, homogenized, pulverized, et cetera.
Homogenized, pulverized. Yeah, and strained, of course. Yeah, so but do you have a concern for those who are, and I'm not talking about the illegality of whole milk in some states. In some states, it's legal to buy whole milk. In some states, it's illegal to buy whole milk. But some people swear by it and say that, you know, it's a great treatment for asthma and skin problems. And other people say it's so risky because they've had someone who had kidney failure as a result of whole milk and E. coli. When we come back, we talk a little bit more about that with Dr. Norm Shuley.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Police said Sunday they believe a driver unintentionally hit spectators at a weekend pride parade in Wilton Manors, Florida, resulting in the death of one man and leaving another person hospitalized. Tropical Storm Claudette was downgraded to a tropical depression after battering the southeast over the weekend. Heavy rains, high winds, and flash flooding contributed to the deaths of 13 people in Alabama Saturday. Residents in southern Georgia, northern Florida, and the Carolinas should prepare for torrential rain and flooding, and possibly tornadoes, into Monday midday. Juneteenth celebrations over the weekend in Oakland, California, Aurora, Colorado, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, Clover, South Carolina, and Flint, Michigan were interrupted by shootings and homicides. A Uganda Olympic team member has tested positive for COVID-19 upon arrival in Japan late Saturday. Japan's government has faced criticism for vowing to host the Tokyo Olympics. USA Radio News.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Drug cartels are smuggling deadly drugs into the United States as President Biden's open border policy has border agents taking care of the human crisis while drugs flow through the incomplete border wall. Jessica Vaughn from the Center for Immigration Studies tells Fox News what she has learned being focused on the border.
The influx of people and illicit goods deliberately use the groups of families and kids. They send them across dozens at a time because they know that they suck up the resources. Sources of the Border Patrol agents who have to take care of the families and kids. And then that opens up another spot along the line where they can send through not only drugs, but also the people who don't want to be caught, so-called gotaways, which should be also of great concern because these are people who are often either people who've been removed from the country before, are criminals, prior deportees, gang members, all kinds of people who don't want to be caught by the Border Patrol or who are carrying loads of high-value drugs. And those loads are hugely valuable to the smugglers, but also the ones that law enforcement agencies ought to be most concerned about that are getting away and that we don't have a great handle on.
Close to 4 tons of fentanyl has been seized by U.S. Border Patrol agents since the open border policy began. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Norm Sheila's with us. And we've got the call screen lit up. So, Arjun, you're going to be on first. Charles, you're going to be on next. Please stay with us. Arjun, welcome.
Hey, Vincent. My question today for Dr. Sheila is... I do understand past life regression. I was just wondering, if somebody has passed on, is it possible to find out whether the death was natural or was there something done to make it happen? By that I mean, like, some art forms like voodoos and whatever those arts are, you know, like. So is it possible to find out if somebody has died naturally or something was done to cause that death?
I don't really know the answer to that question. The only way I know would be to have a competent autopsy to know whether he died by natural means or not.
Well, autopsy means like you are opening up the body and no. I don't. You know, like that can't be done. That's not for you know, like because see the thing that like yeah, that can be done, but like that's not you know, like even if the death happens, sometimes you know, like I think it's not you know, like there are sometimes it's possible, you know, like it's just what I think. It's possible that there could be like other factors that could have contributed to that death. That was not actually natural. And underlying thing is that why is that done? It's always the money. You know, like whatever the money is involved, that's why people try to do that. So there is no other way that we can actually determine this.
Vince, I need help. I don't really understand.
Okay. Arjun, are you saying that there's someone that you know who might have had voodoo performed on them that accelerated or caused the death?
And, yes.
And you're looking
exactly.
And you're looking at determining somehow if voodoo did play a part in the demise of that person.
Yes.
Is that what you're saying?
100%, yes, yes.
Well, yeah, but again, in my opinion, there's no way of knowing what caused death without a complete autopsy. Even then, you might not be able to tell it was voodoo versus some other particular kind of poison.
Let me ask this way. Can voodoo cause, like, the stopping of one's heart or the stopping of one's respiratory system so that it would appear to be of natural causes? Is that possible?
It is definitely possible, I think. I mean, if voodoo can occur, can do anything, you can certainly do that kind of thing. But again, even if you did an autopsy, you may not know.
Right. That's why I asked it that way. Because if voodoo could stop a person's heart, how would you know that it was voodoo versus just natural causes? And that's why I asked it that way, Arjun. Please continue, Arjun.
Okay. So is it possible only to determine was there any voodoo done at all?
I think what he's saying is it possible, Dr. Shuley, to determine if voodoo was involved at all in a person's demise?
It'd be very, very difficult, exquisitely difficult, because, you know, it might look as if something electrical took place, but I can't distinguish between a natural electric and a voodoo electric stopping at the heart, for instance.
There are lots of, like, all these I see, there are lots of tarot card readers. You know, like, I normally don't believe them. You know, like, they can try to tell you the future and things like that and do the palm reading and face reading. So, you know, like, I cannot actually go to them and find out. But thank you for this. And I have, like, one more question. Like, you guys were talking about, like, Roundup is very bad for your grass and weeds. So the grass comes out very quickly and these weeds, they come out very quickly. If I don't use Roundup, what should I use to get rid of the grass thing so that I don't have to cut the grass, like, all the time?
What's wrong with cutting the grass?
Oh, no, there is nothing wrong. First of all, I don't know what's wrong with the Roundup. Like, there is nothing wrong with cutting the grass. You know, I can do it. You know, like, it's not a problem. The only thing is that there's a lot of insects that actually comes up, and you know, like, I'm quite afraid of snakes. Sometimes, you know, like, and the thing is that, like, there are no actually snakes in my that area, but like, there might be. But like, I'm quite, you know, like, when you're walking in, they could be just hiding, you know, like somewhere in the grass. So you have to make sure that, you know, like you cut all your grass and everything.
They call them snakes in the grass. So, Argent, seriously. So you moved from, I believe, New Jersey, right, into a more rural area of West Virginia where there's more wildlife, right? And so you're gonna see more wildlife in every respect. You're gonna see more mice, more insects, more ticks, more everything, because it's easier for lower forms of life to survive in nature than in a polluted city. Okay, so you know the mice get run over by cars in the road. Where you are, there's fewer cars, so there's more mice. Now, as far as snakes are concerned, some snakes are really good. Some snakes eat mice, and that's a good thing. So you need to determine, go on the internet and look at different, how to determine poisonous snakes from non-poisonous snakes. Leave the non-poisonous ones alone and let them do what snakes do and eat pests. And as far as ticks and bugs and insects, and if you keep the grass down, you'll have fewer of them. And so that's either a weed whacker or a lawnmower or both. And that's what we do. And as a matter of fact, we have so much grass, and so does Dr. Shuley, and so do all farmers that raise beef, that it's impossible to mow it all. So that's why it's one of the reasons why we have animals, because they mow the grass. As a matter of fact, we used to have a front yard. No longer do we have a front yard. We let the cows come right up to the house and do all the trimming for us. And they can rub their noses on the studio window if they wanted to. I mean, that's how close they can come, literally. So, I think it's a good thing. That you moved to West Virginia. I think it's wonderful, this project. And aren't you going to come on the air and tell us about it someday, what you've done?
Yeah, definitely.
And you traveled. You had a family emergency, and you traveled across the ocean to. Did that work out?
Is everybody okay? Yeah. Everyone is fine. And the thing is that India actually got hit with the second wave of coronavirus. And that is actually, that is a little bit directed. So whichever country is actually enemy of China is actually, is being hit more hardest. So right now, America is actually in compliance with China. So the thing is, I don't think the second wave is going to come here. But it was like a tsunami that actually came in India, and a lot of people actually lost their lives. So there was a lot of curfew. You cannot actually even come out of the house. So it was like a big devastation that actually happened, but they got it controlled and everything. But I don't think, whatever I understand, I don't think it's going to hit U.S. right now. So, for example, this second wave actually hit India, but there is a Wagah border, which is on Pakistan side, which is 20 kilometers away. It won't hit Pakistan. On the Bangladesh side, it won't hit Bangladesh because these countries are in compliance with China. So this virus, the second wave actually was very, what I think is actually was directed. And it was just confined to the places where they wanted to actually hit it. So this is what happened. And I don't think it's going to hit U.S.
Arjun, from what I believe I'm hearing you say is that you believe that this is a directed weapon.
Yes.
Designed to kill specific population centers. Is that correct?
Yes. And, they have conflict with India because the things are they want to keep India looking north side. So they keep troubling India, on the Ladakh border, which is 20,000 feet above sea level. So, if you go there, you have to stay in hotel for 3 days, get accumulated with the oxygen there, and then you are allowed to travel and tour and things like that. So they will keep you busy. They will do their military deployment. And we didn't have a border with China. They actually occupied Tibet. And that's how they, so Dalai Lama actually took refuge in India around in 1957. So then after that, like what happened was that the Tibet was all part of China. So that's why they what they do is like they have that like military deployment. They will keep on coming in towards the Indian border. But actually, the thing is that the underlying politics is that their ships comes through the Malabar Strait, which is actually down towards the south. So they want to keep you concentrated towards the north, so you don't look towards the south. So actually, the thing that they don't want, their ships comes through the Indian Ocean, they go to the China and, you know, like to Europe and things like that. So that's the whole politics there. But that's fine, you know, like... it's not that like any country can occupy any other country, you know, like all these countries, they have like nuclear weapons and things like that. India, I think, like has like close to 143 nuclear weapons. So, I mean, like what devastation they will do if it comes to war.
I have a question for you. So yeah. We have been reading here in the United States that, in India, there were so many deaths that they just couldn't handle all the bodies, and the bodies were floating in the rivers. Is that true?
Well, actually, you know what happened? That's a propaganda from the government. For example, you have this thing. You have like your Republicans and Democrats. So right now, Republicans are right now they are not ruling. So there are other parties which are not ruling. They wanted to. They have sold the country. You know, like from past 70 years, the current government is actually very patriotic. So they want to get them out. So this body floating thing, what happens is that like there is actually a Hindu tradition in which they float the body in the there is one form of like death, like they will float the bodies, you know, like in the river. So you know, like you are not allowed to actually take the pictures. So what they did, like all this media, you know, like for example, you have like HIPAA was here. So you cannot take the pictures of the patient, you cannot take the pictures of the dead bodies and, you know, things like that. But there are no such laws there. They just take the pictures and things like that. So all this thing is actually the third front. This is to bring down the current government, which is actually patriotic, you know, like government that works for the country. This is actually the third front. They want to bring down the government and that's why this new proposition out there. But don't get me wrong, there were lots of deaths. People actually a tsunami.
Arjun, we're out of time in this segment. Please call back. Yeah. Please call back another time. Charles, you're up next. And we'll be right back with Dr. Norm Shuley.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Is your child defiant, independent, annoyingly inquisitive? After a long, hard day of following the rules, who wants to deal with troublesome kids? 49% of children suffer from oppositional defiant disorder, or ODD. Symptoms of ODD include independent thought, rampant creativity, and failure to submit to authority. But now there's a solution. The good people at Pilfer can help you with their time-release, once-daily capsule, Compliacin. Your child won't be able to form his own opinions, let alone express them. It maintains your child's ability to go to a state-run school and perform simple tasks around the house. You won't have to worry about parenting, and the school won't have to deal with your kid asking questions. Compliacin. You'll go from this.
Quit telling me what to do! Quit telling me what to do! Quit telling me what to do!
To this.
Good morning, Mother. I love going to school. And this week we're learning all about how the government is our federal family and they're here to help us.
Compliacin. Talk to your school psychiatrist and ask for it by name.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class Dr. Norm Shealy's with us. Charles in Ohio. Welcome, and thank you for patiently waiting.
Good morning, gentlemen. I hope everyone's well, and welcome back. last week, Doctor and his guest did a very good job. It was interesting and informative.
Dr. Shealy has way more experience broadcasting than I do. Way, way, way more. He's been broadcasting, Dr. Shealy, over 30 years. Is that correct?
33 now.
Yeah, 33. Okay. So 3.3 times more experience broadcasting than I. Now, Charles, please continue.
Yeah, I just had a question for one of the doctors to comment on a couple of things. There's a new therapy for Alzheimer's that has some similarities. Some of the energy work he's done, they are using LEDs and they combine that with audio, and they were reporting on it on NPR, and they said that it looked promising. I guess they've done my studies, but they've moved on. They're doing trials with humans.
Yes, I have seen that, Rick. I haven't done it personally. We've had phenomenal results with even advanced Alzheimer's using the gamma PIMP with B-complex.
Okay.
Dr. Shealy, when you say B-complex, you're talking about vitamin B-complex combined with pulse electromagnetic frequency?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay.
In my opinion, the number one cause of Parkinsonism is lack of adequate vitamin to support your brain in today's polluted world.
Hmm. That's quite fascinating. That makes a lot of sense, Dr. Shealy. You know, right on the surface, it makes a lot of sense. So the pulse electromagnetic frequency device stimulates the brain and the tissue, wherever it's near, and it stimulates the circulatory system as well, right? And then adding vitamin B complex. And do you also add vitamin C to that mix?
Oh, yes. You know, again, D3, B complex, and vitamin C are all necessary to everybody in today's polluted world.
Okay, Charles, back to you.
And if I understand correctly, it also it's important to sleep in complete darkness because at night, while your body's doing repair, it does the cellular communication is through light and certain different frequencies of light, and if you have like any LED shining or displays, it will interfere and block communication?
Absolutely, Charles. You need a quiet light and sound room to sleep.
Okay. And I wondered if you had any comments on the Iceman, Wim Hof, who he may be overstating a lot of stuff, but he espouses that his type of regime for cold weather survival is very useful in the body, makes you impervious to disease, is what he says, and cancer.
That I don't understand or know, but are remarkably variable individuals, that I know.
He's demonstrated his ability several times by running marathons in the freezing weather and being submerged in water and
right,
keeping his core body temperature level. But there's also I laid off milk a while ago, but I think maybe you're more talking about raw milk than whole milk, because whole milk is available in most areas. But raw milk is not.
Yeah, they're different. Yeah, whole milk would have, it'd be like the opposite of skim milk, you know, and raw milk would be non-pasteurized.
Right. Restrict my milk, but I do make yogurt here, and would it be okay to add a probiotic to your yogurt while it's fermenting?
I don't know. I add all kinds of things to my fermenting milk, so I suppose so.
Okay.
Do you want to hold through the break?
That about covers it. I'm okay. And I thank you very much. If you could explain the difference between kefir and regular yogurt.
quite a difference.
Okay. Right.
We can do that. Do you want to hold and ask any other questions when we come back?
No, I'll listen on the air. Thank you.
Sounds good. All right, thank you, Charles. Dr. Shuley and I will be right back. And class, if you'd like to call us, you certainly may. And the number 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.